This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Larry, you sleep. New show. Who's this? New week. We say hi. Sharp Money, VSiN, the sports betting network, as we welcome you in. Hope you had a nice weekend. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, the D. He's just coming off doing 4 hours with Will Hill from Witness Protection Program. So we'll get to him coming up in just a bit. We are fired up to be here. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes when life throws you lemons, you make lemonade. And I'm dealing with something that you've all dealt with. I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know if it's the flu. Little sore throat on Friday. Bedridden all weekend. But you know what Warriors do, big guy? Took the iPad to the lab, my bed, for the whole entire weekend and watched every preseason snap of every game. So I'm on top of it. We're going to get to that coming up in just a little bit. Let's go ahead and show you what's on tap for a Monday program here on Sharp Money. You might be a little surprised to see the name at the top of the list who's going to be joining us in 29 minutes. That's Mike Somich, you know, friend of the bus, Samo. He is going to join us and he has no clue why he's joining us. And here's the key. Dustin has no clue why he's joining us, because the flu doesn't keep me down. It makes me come up with creative ideas. So Somich is going to join. Wait to see what I have for him. Jim Sands is going to join. We can do this now, people. We love DraftKings, but we're now mixing in books. And Jim Sands, FanDuel research managing editor, is going to join us. Looking forward to that. No G in the space. You see him right there. He's coming up in about an hour and a half. Kenny White, looking forward. He's going to help you build your power numbers. He's excited to be on. We're excited to have him. Kenny's one of the good dudes, a gentleman in the space as well. And the Donkey Kong, Steve Fezzik, professional better, professional donk, is going to join us coming up later in the program. So looking forward to the lineup. I did mention a busy weekend with preseason football. We get underway again on Thursday. Before we get to that, a couple of things with the program. It's a Monday on Sharp Money. That means we start up a brand new Sharp Money Survivor. And today, a friend of ours from way back in the day at Mad Dog, Zach Pitcher, is going to join. He's a very sharp kid. We always used to take calls from him. He's up next for Sharp Money Survivor. See if he can chase down our Survivor leader, Nish Gandhi. And of course, $550 on the line for the Sharp Money Survivor winner. Now, if you'd like to get involved in the future Sharp Money Survivor, you can email us. And we've received a ton of great emails over the weekend as well. Thank you for all the positivity. That's sharpmoney@vsin.com. The big guy will get back to you. Now, just as a little, I guess if you want to call it a tip, you know, our new EVP, Steve Cohen, knows it, and anybody knows it. Just be nice to the big guy, and he'll do whatever you want for him. So when you email, don't say anything about me. Just say, Dustin, you make the show great. And if you say that, you're going to go to the front of the line. Okay, so that's sharpmoney@vsin.com. What else? For the first time in 2024, we're bringing back Like, Love, Loathe with the football season. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Core Four? A new conversation around sports betting that we're looking forward to having, which we'll get into tomorrow, but we'll explain what's doing. And we've got our family plays. Again, our objective every single day, Monday through Friday here on Sharp Money, give you as many plays across as many sport as we can possibly manage. And it looks like today we have three family plays. Former Blue Jay scout John Bowman, Tyler Shoemaker, he's sharp AF over there at VSiN.com, and Zachary Cohen, who does a great job at VSiN.com, is going to join as well. Straight from Witness Protection, we say hi to Dustin Sweetelson for the first time. What's cracking, big guy?
Just a couple corrections here. Warriors wouldn't let the flu hold them back. They also wouldn't let everyone know they're dealing with it. They would just fight on. Secondly, a lie was just told. You said, if you're just nice to me, I'll do anything you want. How come I only want to date women who are horrible to me then?
Yeah, that's something for therapy.
Okay.
I'm just saying, for the most part, if people show that they want you and show that you're important, you will walk to the edge of the earth. Fair?
Okay, Kyrie.
Well, I don't. That means you fall off. And that's not necessarily what I'm getting at here. Now, I mentioned, and we're going to get into it. I think there is something that's starting to bubble up here. And again, when you're drafting a quarterback in the first round, it's a 50-50 prop. Maybe a little bit, maybe over the past 20, 25 years, 53% miss rate, 47% hit rate. You can go on kind of some of it's nebulous as to what you think of a player and what it means to be successful. But there is something brewing here. and that is the quarterback class of 2024, there's a potential it could be pretty special. And a lot of quarterbacks outside of Michael Penix Jr. landed in the right spot. And you start at the top with Caleb Williams Jr. He landed in Chicago with a tremendous roster, potentially the best trio at wideout in all of football. That's not a team that would be drafting first overall. That's a team that is drafting first overall because David Tepper is good at stocks and a donk when it comes to football. And then you go, obviously, to Jaden Daniels. He walked into just a high-spirited new vibe with the Commanders. Bo Nix, he gets to be remote-controlled by Sean Payton. And on McCarthy, obviously, with O'Connell. So there's a lot of reasons to believe that this rookie class could hit over that 50% mark, and we'll discuss it. But I mentioned, and Dustin hates to hear it, but I don't know what I have. Flu? I can't hear anything right now. I can't taste anything. Maybe it's COVID. You think I'm going to take a test? There's no chance. Get the COVID out of my face. Whether I have it or not, we continue. It's football season. We grind, big guy. However, laying in bed, I got to thinking about the Commanders, because on Friday's program, we were talking about the Commanders and Samich and the big guy. And I said, you know what? I've got this team potentially making the postseason. Dustin immediately, what are you, crazy? And Samich, I don't even know if he reacted. He was so insulted by the insinuation. Well, first off, you know, it's a 50-50 prop every single year. You know, seven new teams are going to make it. Seven teams are going to be out that made it the year before. And we see it incessantly. Every year, there's a team that completely surprises. Now, the Commanders' win total is set at 6.5. So the idea, miss the playoffs is -340. The idea that I would have them in the postseason, it's sacrilegious. People would say it's crazy. But I like this team. And watching that preseason game on Saturday, I don't care that they lost to the Jets. That means nothing to me. But what? There's a bunch of things that jumped out at me. And I want to discuss it. And at the bottom of the hour, when Samich comes on, I want to create a lateral bet on the program. And what I mean by that is Dustin and Samich are going to be forced to pick a team, a la the Commanders. And I've already flipped the coin to see who goes next, a la the Commanders. And we're going to put a hefty amount of money to see which team, not necessarily makes the postseason, of the three dogs that we're picking this year, finishes with the better record. Okay, do you understand where I'm going here? How many games did the Commanders win in 2023?
Not a lot, because they picked second in the draft.
Right. So they won four games last year. So we could do it one of two ways. You can pick a team that was equally unsuccessful or as successful as the Commanders to flip the script, a la the Texans. The Texans 2 years ago won four games. Last year they won 10 games and made the postseason and had a postseason win. The Colts last year, not a lot was expected. Won nine games. We're one game away from Dustin, of course, making the postseason as well. So there's teams that are going to surprise this year. We could also then, if we want to go straight to the market, we could take a look at the 6.5 win total, and you could go 6.5 or below on projected win total and pick your team that way. So that is the objective. You didn't know anything about this, so you put on the spot, but I did it in the first segment, so you have plenty of time to prepare. You understand?
Yeah, I like the way you framed it. Take 6.5 and under. Anyone from there, go over. Best record between our three teams wins. So there's a couple angles at play there, but ultimately, whichever bad team from a year ago has the best record wins our bet.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly right. Now, you get a lit, and this is where Fezzik's probably going to text me a million times, stop being mean to Dustin. I'm not. He just gets nervous when a competition is brought about. So I'm a little nervous about him right now because he's got 21 minutes to figure it out, and there's only so many teams you can choose between. You weren't going to choose the Commanders because you made fun of me on Friday. So you have 21 minutes to come up with your selection.
You choosing the Commanders is weird. You don't like Dan Quinn. You don't like defensive head coaches.
False.
You called him a donk for wearing a backwards hat. Like,
oh, he's a donk.
Yeah. So what? Oh. Why do you believe so much in this team? Because he goes against everything you believe in.
Because there's levels of donkey. Who's he replacing? Exactly. Okay. I'm not sure, college or pro, there's a bigger donk on the planet than Ron Rivera. Nice guy. Dealt with cancer. We love Ron Rivera.
Good
Super
human.
Nice guy. His picks, his moves and his coaching was about as embarrassed. Now, he had a lot to deal with the name change and the ownership change with the Commanders. He had a lot to deal with. I'm not pretending like he didn't. But it's a new era for the Commanders, and I'm all in. So that's the job. Now, a couple of things. If we're going to make this interesting for the listener, and you could play this game with your friends at home. Maybe we'll even let one of you get involved in our little game. But here's the one thing, because this is, you're frugal. We're not going to just say, hey, we're going to bet $50 a piece on which team, whether it be 6.5 win total or the 4 losses from wins from last year. We're not going to say $50.
Okay.
So you're going to have to pony up. Okay, you're going to have to stop doing shady things on Friday after work and start saving some money. You're going to have to stop taking the bad advice from bettors and losing all your cash. Okay, at least you can pay your debts. Because a lot of people at Bet Bash that can't. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to have to come up with money if you want to get involved. Because if not, Samich is rich. It's just going to come down to me and Samich.
Well, no, or I just have to win the contest. It's more pressure on me to win that. If I don't have the money, I better end up winning and take your money from you.
Okay. Thanks, Dustin. Appreciate that. Now, I haven't figured out the amount. That will be coming up in just 19 minutes when Samich joins. Samich is not paying attention to the program right now because he just flew from Vegas back to his house. So he's going to join us, and this is going to be put on him just on the spot, and he's going to have to deal with it. You understand?
Capiche.
Like, love, loathe, preseason style. So what did we take from the preseason? It can be anything. What did we like, what did we love, and what did we despise, a.k.a. loathe? Sharp Money on a Monday. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Okay, Larry, vibes are high. Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We open up, and it's a blessing to open up a new week here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Dustin Sweetelson live downtown Las Vegas at the D. I'm Patrick Maher in Los Angeles. Samich coming up in 14 minutes. Now, of course, because this is the way Fezzik works, he's getting persnickety with us. So I like the Commanders to make the postseason. The Commanders won 4 games last year. And I'm going to tell you why coming up in just a bit. I'm going to start with my like. And then we'll get to our love. My love is Jaden Daniels. We'll just hold on to that for a second. Now, he's getting crazy with the variance as far as the win total of 6.5. That's where the Commanders sit this year. Dustin and I and Samich are going to pick a team, 6.5 or less on the win total, or you can go to the 4 wins, which matches the Commanders last year, or less, and pick the team, not necessarily make the postseason, but have the better record. And there's going to be a hefty prize associated with this. It's not this children fantasy stuff where it's $50 a person. No, thank you. All right. We got to make it worth the while for the audience, and we've got to make it worthwhile for me and Chase.com. So Samich, Fezzik's like, well, you can't make it the Arizona Cardinals because the over's juiced $1.65. I understand we're going to stick with any team right now on the board, regardless of juice. Cause if we start figuring out the variance, it's just way too much. Okay. So while I respect what Fezzik is saying, and I appreciate him getting involved, we just have to go with whatever you have on the board at 6.5. Is that fair?
Yeah, I completely relate to the situation in regular life. Really difficult to find the perfect candidate sometimes. Sometimes you got to make some acquiesces in choosing who you like.
Oh, you're talking about dating?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. It's now time, Dustin Sweetelson, for Like, Love, Loathe.
Recapping the weekend of action with what we liked.
All right, all right, all right.
What we loved.
I had an awesome time.
Like, I know that you had an awesome time, okay? I think the entire town knows that you had an awesome time.
And what we loathed.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
This is Like, Love, and Loathe. Sharp Money.
Okay, Dustin sent me over the ATS and totals from the weekend. 11-6 ATS to the dogs and the unders 12-5. So there's a preseason correlation already with the dogs and the unders, something to pay attention to. And I want to talk with my first one, my like. And there's plenty of reasons that many people don't like Caleb Williams. Actually, there's one. He carries a purse. Actually, there's two. He paints his nails. It freaks some of you out. I'm not judging you. It is what it is. But he was the number one overall draft pick out of USC. Kind of had a weird year last year because to say their offensive line and their was trifling would be underrating the triflingness. Like, it was horrible. The defense was all-time bad, and Caleb Williams was running around for his life. When you're just born to do something, all right, there are certain people that are born into their vocation, and Caleb Williams came out as a naturally instinctive quarterback, just put on the planet to do it. And maybe this year, a la Peyton Manning as a rookie, and most quarterbacks as a rookie. Now, I'm thinking this year could be a little bit like Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco, where their teams were trifling. They started year one. They go to the postseason. I think there's a couple of guys in this rookie class that could have their teams in the postseason this year. And Caleb Williams certainly is one of them. There's a lot of respect in the North for the Bears. I think it's a little overrated and a little overdone at this point. A young offensive front, which you and I were talking about. But Caleb showed you exactly what you were looking for in the start against the Bills. 18 snaps. Great job moving the pocket and allowing him to make throws in space. The great arm strength. I'm thinking in particular of the one pass to DJ Moore, where he kind of sat down in between defenders, and the timing was perfect with Caleb as a rookie. You like to see that in the pre. The aura, the leadership, the intangibles, things that you can't really quantify. It's off the charts for Caleb Williams. They're going to be so happy with the quarterback. And again, I know there is some, I guess, preconceived notions of the person because he was crying with his family. I want you crying. If you lose a football game, I want you bawling your eyes out. I don't care. That shows you care. I don't care that he carries a purse. Legitimately has nothing to do with me. And I don't care what color his nails are. I want him throwing dimes. And in 18 snaps, I like what I saw. So my like to start, Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears.
Yeah, look, it's tough to actually watch what he did and take any bad away. Like, the only criticism I could even nitpick was he holds on to the ball a little bit too long. But I also think because of his ability, he can get away with that. Watching him make changes at the line of scrimmage, a lot of rookie quarterbacks aren't able to do that, especially in their first preseason game. He did some things that rookies just shouldn't do. The pump fake on the run to get a guy open, get the defender to move, dropped it right in there. The confidence is off the charts. He looked way more comfortable than he ever should. But the word I kept coming back to assess his performance was silky. He just looked very silky out there and smooth. I thought it was as good a debut as you can get.
Yeah, he's not overly big, but he is remarkably quick. He is fast. Earthquake hitting us right now in Los Angeles. As I speak to
breaking
you,
news.
We just got hit by an earthquake. Hold on. Wait for the... Oh, shoot. Uh-oh.
Big one?
It's... Oh, shh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Think it's done?
Shaking?
Wait for the aftershock, people. Wait for the aftershock. Legit earthquake. If you told me on Friday that I was going to get hit with the flu and then on Monday hit with an earthquake and continue the professionalism that you're seeing and listening to right now on Sharp Money and Visa, I mean, people would say nobody's ever done it before.
Gotta tell you. You're toughing
this. It's already trending.
You're toughing this out. People are saying it was a pretty big one.
Hold on. Aftershock. Okay. Aftershock, people.
Looking for numbers.
Hold on. Let me ride this out. Where's my surfboard? Yeah. We just got hit with a pretty big earthquake. I guarantee it's already trending on Twitter.
4.7 in Pasadena.
4.7? That was in my living room. That thing was bigger than 4.7. I'm just trying to tell you I'm battling over here. Oh. All right.
You know what?
Hey, live radio and television, people. I just rode that out. Now, I'm not a surfer, but I just flew right over that wave.
And you know who would handle an earthquake well? A warrior.
Yep, and that would be the guy. Now, I think we're going to hear from Caleb Williams.
Yes.
Hold on. Aftershock.
Man.
Whoa. Aftershock. Pretty intense. If I have to run out the house and jump in the ocean, you know where I went. Because everybody knows if there's an earthquake, jump in the ocean, you can't die. What am I going to do? Fall through the ocean floor?
I'm pretty sure the waves are impacted by the earthquake, but okay, continue.
Yeah, I'll grab my boogie board. The problem is Jeezy the dog. She'll have to fend for herself. Yeah, I'm literally getting hit with aftershocks as I speak to you. All right. Let's hear from Caleb Williams after preseason game one.
Yeah, you mentioned Caleb Williams makes some people uncomfortable, probably because those people are uncomfortable with themselves, but they have to talk to someone else about it. Gets paid a copay.
Not me.
Here was Caleb after the game talking about his confidence and where it comes from.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that I was trying to show, and I wouldn't say that it's natural. I would say that it's come from the hard work here and us being here working together, building this thing together as we go, and then also, you know, the years of work of getting here and now being the Chicago Bear. So it's, you know, I think it just comes from a lot of hard work over time and been around these guys. They make it a lot easier for me.
All right, there's Caleb Williams. People ask me, did I feel it? Did I feel it? I battled it. See, that's the thing about natural disasters. Like, I grew up with tornadoes. All right, people. I lived in South Carolina with hurricanes. Dealt with it. Ain't no thing. Brushed it off. You understand? Earthquakes? Now, as soon as I say this, I'm definitely going to get swallowed up by the earth. I got no respect for earthquakes.
Whoa.
Like, the idea that you want to come at me? Feel free. Now I'm going to knock on wood because I'm a little superstitious, but the number one trending topic on Twitter right now is an earthquake basically hit my apartment. So there you have it, people. Sweetelson wouldn't have known what to do. That's why there's got to be a leader on this program.
I don't survive earthquakes. I create them, bro.
I had to talk. People are telling me it's the third earthquake in the last 2 months,
yeah,
which is not a good trend.
Oh,
if we're talking ATS trends, earthquake trends in Los Angeles going up.
San Andreas, just like one away. Always one away.
It's not my fault.
Breaking off.
It's your fault.
You're about to be living on an island, bro. Get ready to that island life.
All right. This is where you pick me up a little bit. Anything you got for me?
Well, I was going to power rank natural disasters because you mentioned earthquakes, hurricanes, and tornadoes. I think you're a little off. I think the scariest one by far is tornadoes. Then followed by hurricanes, then earthquakes. I don't trust earthquakes because the big one's going to come. It's going to swallow us whole, and it's all going to be over for everyone. So tornadoes, though, scare me because they're the most unpredictable.
Yep, 100%. Tornadoes, you see the ominous clouds starting to form. You're over here like Dorothy.
There's nowhere
to hide.
My dad
tells me to hit the base. When dad says hit the basement and he looks nervous, you know it's about to go down. Waiting for that wicked witch, you understand? You feel me? Let's just chill if we're talking to Mother Nature. Another earthquake kind of threw me off my game, but we rode it out. 4.6, ain't got nothing on Caleb Williams and the Bears. Next, Mike Somich joins with a little family bet. All right, our partner Somich is going to join us. Excuse making already. I think a little hangover from Bet Bash. But quickly, when Somich was in town in Vegas, he signed up for all the contests. And you can too. If you need a proxy, talk to the experienced team at Winner's Circle Proxy, VSiN's preferred proxy partner, Samo. You can join the Circa Survivor, Circa Millions contest featuring $16 million in guaranteed cash prizes with only one trip to Las Vegas before the NFL season kicks off. Winner's Circle Proxy is now in its ninth year providing trusted proxy services to top contest players, including 2023 Survivor and Million Contest winner. Damn. Plus, don't miss out on Circa's Ultimate Contest weekend from August 22nd to the 24th. It's packed with exclusive events. Maybe Somich will be there. No, he's going to be at the Traverse. Room discounts, live broadcasts, and more. Winners, Circle, proxy clients will get special perks like monthly access to VSiN Pro, access stadium swim passes, free drink tickets, and cool sign-up bag stuffers. If there's drinks, AD is going to be there. So head over to winnerscircleproxy.com. Book your appointment. Again, winnerscircleproxy.com, VSiN's preferred proxy partner. Now, speaking of AD, we've had a seismic shift in our VSiN Pro signups, kind of like an earthquake. When we were handing out the deal last week, you know, big guy, 3 years for $350. Who thought of this? You're crazy. So what we've done is we've added one day, but this is the last day. So again, you can sign up 3 years, $350. If you're new, vsin.com/special. And you should thank Somich for this one. If you're already a subscriber, all you have to do is email us, subscribe at vsin.com, and you get the deal. And that's a tremendous job by Mike Simich. All weekend, the handle, you know, Saturday, Sunday on VSiN. And he joins us now. Just got, hopped off the bird, so we do appreciate him stopping by. Dustin Sweetelson, downtown Las Vegas at the D. I'm Patrick Maher, just rocking and rolling here in Los Angeles with the earthquakes. Mr. Simich, Progressive Guest Line, how you doing?
Doing good. Felt like I caught a lot of couple strays there during that read, but I'll power
Welcome.
Through it. I'm here. I'm excited to hear why I'm here, because I have no clue what we are doing here, but I'm looking forward to it.
You don't. You don't. And kind of like those pick fives you were sending me this weekend, let's hope you do better.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I mean, you got to be kidding me. The 11 and the second? Where'd that course come from? Anyway, big guy, Simich is here. You know why he's here. Do you think he can handle this?
Yeah, I think he can, but I do think he's going to change up the rules, because he always has to mess with the rules of like what other people want to do. But we'll let him say his piece.
Well, to be fair, you tried to change up the rules because we went to break. Simich, you don't know this, and I wouldn't tell anybody this, but I got the flu. So all weekend I went into the lab, my bed, with the iPad and watched every preseason game. Okay? So I was grinding. You know, felt like I got hit by a Mack truck, literally throwing up, fever like 150, but it didn't matter because I was grinding and it gave me an opportunity. Life, lemons, lemonade, your boy. So I ended up falling upon the Commanders. Now, on Friday, I brought up the Commanders. I think they're going to the postseason. And you scoffed at me, and Dustin did his thing where he thinks all of a sudden he's Billy Walters, and he's just like, you're the biggest idiot that ever lived. So I was watching Jaden Daniels, and I was watching the vibes around the Commanders. I was watching Ben Sinnott, K-State, shout to the Wildcats. I was watching everything about the Commanders, and I thought, I don't like the Commanders, even though their win total is 6.5. And to miss the playoffs, it's minus 340. I love the Commanders to make the postseason. The Commanders, Simich, last year won 4 games. So here is the challenge. Year-long sweat for the family. You have to pick a team that either won 4 games or less last year, or pick a team that has a win total 6.5 or less. And you, me, and Dustin are going to go head-to-head. Now, here's the key. And this is where Dustin may dip out. We're not doing this for $50. We're going to put real cash on the line. Okay? That is the skeleton of our plan. Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I'm game. Let's do it.
Little excitement, Simich. I know you're afraid because the Commanders are going to win this, and I already get to draft them because I won the coin toss. But come on now.
Also, you're smarter than both of us, so you should be chomping at the bit to take our money.
I don't want to seem too eager here, Dustin. I'm just trying to play it cool, because I already know what multiple teams I would take over the Commanders who have won 5 or less last year and have a 6.5 or less win total. So I'm quite happy with doing this.
Okay. Now, again, to make this interesting for me and to make this interesting for the audience, I'll start with Dustin on the cash prizes. Because Dustin, you're the one that has questionable habits. Mm. So you waste a lot of money.
It's called,
you understand what I'm saying?
They're called vices, Patrick.
Yeah, you have vices. Generally happen Friday after you get out of work. Anyway, what do you think a fair amount is to throw into the pot?
So I was originally going to say 250 because that was my initial thought. It should be 500.
I'm good with 250. Okay. 250 a piece. Winner collects $500 on our little contest as a family. Samich?
I was going to say we either do a survivor entry or season-long pick 5 games every week entry, millions entry, and the loser, whoever's team has the least wins, pays for it.
So a grand?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in. I am in. Swede?
You know I can't say no.
Wait, hold on. On-air meeting. I don't want to talk about it off the air. You're willing to pay a grand?
Unfortunately, yes, I am willing, because I need to be an adult and get my life together.
That's going to be a dicey conversation at 3 o'clock my time.
Oh, no. It's not, because I'm going to win this contest because the Commanders are going to stink.
Okay.
It also gives you the entire football season to find $1,000. Put what?
It does.
You know, put $5 a day away and you're good.
Now, I think the true hero here is me, because I have 1 year left in my contract and there's 100% AD's going to fire me. So I'm trying to save money from July to July. You understand what I'm saying? If an earthquake doesn't swallow me, AD will. I mean, that guy hates me. However, I'm willing to risk a grand. Okay. You guys got real quiet there. It's cute.
No, we're in. We're not scared of you. We're not scared.
It's legitimately $1,000 on the line. Now the blood is juicy.
It's actually more. You could win $2,000. So technically, it's more on the line.
Okay. Well, Samich, here's what I'm going to do. We just have 3 minutes left here. I'm going to come back with your selections. I want to be respectful, give you an idea to really comb through it. So before we do, we were going through like, love, loathe, and we only got through one. And my like was Caleb Williams. And so I don't know if while in Vegas he had a chance to watch a lot of preseason football. But look, great job moving in the pocket, allowing him to make like throws on the run. The pass to DJ when he just kind of sat between defenders, showed the arm strength. And there's an aura about Williams. Did you take the same thing away?
Yeah, I thought he looked great. For his first preseason action, first NFL action, I thought, you know, he looked phenomenal. I love the pass he made on 3rd and 12, where he was able to stick it in between two defenders. I agree he needs to calm down a little bit, but I think that's something that comes with time. I think that's something the offensive coordinators are specifically going to work on with him. When he passed the ball in college in rhythm, under 2.5 seconds, he was phenomenal. I think the key for the Bears is figuring out how to make sure he does that as much as possible when he jumps up into the NFL level. I think he's got a very good chance of being good right out of the gate, but it's a tough division, man. So for me, the Bears are still one of those teams where I'm leaning more toward the under just because it is going to be tough to project when you've got Caleb Williams having these games. But he's one of those guys where I think Bears fans sometimes are going to be absolutely in love with him and sometimes pulling their hair out. I think you're going to see a lot of those growing pains as a rookie just because he does have that tendency to try and wheel out of the pocket around the defensive end that's crashing in from the outside. And that's not the best thing in the NFL. You need to be able to step up in the pocket and find your receivers.
No, I think you nailed it. It's almost like a catch 22. And he is obviously your favorite offensive rookie of the year at plus 140, Jaden Daniels plus 450, and Harrison Jr., which, okay, at 7.5 to 1 with neighbors, 14 to 1. I think what you said is perfect. But fellas, wouldn't you agree that it's almost like double-edged sword? Because what you pointed out as his potential weakness is what you can't take away from him. And that's that improvisation, which that's kind of what makes him so special. So it's going to be a disaster at times, but I do believe the upside outweighs the disaster.
Yeah, and hopefully NFL teams start embracing it, right? Like, embrace that these guys can make things happen on the fly instead of just putting them in a box. And offensive coordinators have been better about that the last, like, 5 to 10 years. But you'd like to see them let someone just do what they do.
You don't want to take away the creativity. You want to be able to make sure you can still make plays, but it's about the decision making and when to try and make those plays and how you try and make those plays, how you move around in the pocket, and then keep your options open if you do want to extend the play, be it, you know, throwing the football down the field after scrambling around or just taking off and running. So it's all about the decision making process for Caleb.
Yep. You nailed it. Okay, boys, you're going to have a few minutes to pull yourself together because $1,000, a dime, is on the line. My Commanders. Just 4-13 last year. Fourth in the NFC East. That's not great. Listen, 50-50 proposition essentially every year with new teams in the postseason, and I expect the W to shine. Okay? Who will Samich pick? Who will Dustin pick? Now, my only concern here is I have to figure out who gets to go first.
He can.
He can. So you're willing to risk $1,000 and just brazenly saying that Samich gets to go first.
I trust my creativity.
The family plays next. Samich is on the clock. Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Okay, Sharp Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, a lot to do. We're continuing with our like, love, loathe. We've got our family plays coming up. Top of the hour, FanDuel. Dusty, you can help me with his FanDuel Research Managing Editor, Jim Sands, is going to join. Kenny White, an OG in the space, professional sports bettor, is going to join. And Steve Fezzik is going to stop by and be a little persnickety. Dustin Sweetelson at the D. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles, earthquakes and all. And Mike Samich returned from Vegas hosting the handle. Progressive Guest Line brings you Samo, and he got hit with a bomb as we threw out a contest at him. And again, this is because I was made fun of on Friday, giving a little juice to the Commanders. So here's what we're going to do. The Commanders won four games last year. If a team finished four games or less as far as wins last year, you can draft them. The Commanders are 6.5 on the season win total, so you can take a team that is 6.5 or less. Dustin, and this is for $1,000 amongst the three of us, loser pays a dime. Dustin, what teams fit the qualifications?
All right, we'll begin 4.5 wins. The New England Patriots at the bottom, then the Raiders and Broncos at 5.5, at 6.5, and the Panthers at 5.5 as well. And then at 6.5, you have the Cardinals, Vikings, Titans, Giants, and Commanders.
Okay, no difference as far as the four wins? No, my guess is nobody would be that bit. Well, what'd the Chargers finish last year? Because they're 8.5.
The Chargers, 5-12.
Okay. So looks like we've got everybody covered there. Now, Dustin brazenly said, it's okay, Samo. You can go first. So I've got the Commanders. Samich, the floor is yours. You're up.
Well, if you want to just be a positive EV better, you take the Arizona Cardinals, right? Because they have the biggest juice on a 6.5 win total. But I'm not going that direction. No, we're going to go with the team that I think has a shot at making the playoffs and is going to finish second in the AFC West. Give me the Las Vegas Raiders to be the team to go up against you. I like this offense. I like the fact that we've got Devontae Adams. I liked what we saw in the preseason with Bowers and Meyer as a two tight end sets. I like Jacoby Myers on the outside. We got Zaire White at running back. I've got Max Crosby's defensive player of the year possibility. The linebacking crew is not bad. You've got Antonio Pierce that's going to rah-rah these troops. But the real key here, I think San Diego's not going to be very good. I think Denver, as much as I was impressed with Bo Nix over the weekend, is not going to be very good. I will take the weakest division of those teams that are sitting at the 6.5 win total with a team that I think has some pretty big upside this year. So give me the Las Vegas Raiders as my team.
Okay, Dustin, before you go, quickly, Sam, I just want to let you know, I accept Zelle. I accept Venmo. I accept anything that you can go ahead and pass it along right now and I'll hold on to it. That was a tremendous pick. I love your play on the Raiders. I love the quarterback play and I love the head coach. It's a good job by you.
Yep. Thank you.
Dustin,
I appreciate
you're up.
It. I'll just be
you're
laughing
welcome.
My way to the bank, baby.
Yeah.
No, listen, again, great pick.
Betting on Aiden O'Connell. Nice move, bro. Good luck with that
I was being sincere.
Oh, I'm not.
That sounded like it was a little facetious.
That team stinks. Antonio Pierce might not make it to next year.
Okay. Okay. Well, at least he picked the stable franchise.
You want to go two entries instead of one?
Well, no. The irony is where I'm about to go. So I did consider a few teams. One, I think the Giants, but I don't like the weapons on the outside. I think the defense is going to be good. I think the schedule is kind of manageable for a bad team because of how bad they were a year ago. But I can't ultimately put $1,000 on the line with Daniel Jones at quarterback. So that's out of the question for me. The next team I really wanted to consider was the Tennessee Titans.
Wait, hold on. Did Samus just hang up on us?
We lost him. I don't know what happened. Earthquake?
Okay, he'll be back. He'll be back.
He did say there was a
chopper.
I thought
he gave his pick, and then you disrespected him, and he just bailed.
He did say there was a chopper outside his house, so maybe they caught him.
Fair enough. So you're not going with your Giants.
So, and I really wanted to do the Titans because the Titans are a team that I'm really high on. But just because I think they're going to be a better team doesn't mean they're going to get the results. And I think that division is brutal. And I don't want to deal with all those other teams that are going to be fighting for playoff positioning. So I can't do the Titans despite being higher on them than the market. I can't do the Vikings. The schedule's brutal. They're going to start 1-6. The Cardinals, by the way, who are the trendy pick, they're going to start like 1-5 at best. And the Patriots have a hard schedule and no wide receivers. So that leads me to a wild card. I have to go with a team that has a new coach, that has an unproven quarterback that was horrible a year ago, that if they had their first round pick this year, would have had the number one pick in the draft. But I'm going to be bullish for the sake of this contest on the Carolina Panthers.
Oh my God. What? Dude, I have never been more confident about saving $1,000 in my life. Like, are you trolling right now?
No, look. The options are not good. The schedules are very, very hard for all of these bad teams. When I look at the Panthers, I think the schedule is mostly manageable because they play the NFC South. I think there's a lot of coin flip games there for them. Some of the out of conference are difficult, but one note that I did like about it is they do meet up with your Washington Commanders. And that right there could help decide our contest because I do think the Carolina Panthers will be better. Dave Canales is a buttoned up guy. He's a weird guy. He is an unfaithful guy, but he is a good football coach. And I heard a story about when he was working under Pete Carroll in Seattle that a bunch of players were making fun of him because at the end of practice, he put everything back where it needed to be, all the equipment, all that, and they were goofing on him. And someone pulled them aside and said, why are you making fun of that guy? He's paying attention to every detail we have at practice. And that's the type of guy Dave Canales is, and I'm going to back him here with my money.
Well, he also paid a lot of attention to detail on the internet. So you can fight for Canales all you want. Samich, a quick reaction. Dustin took a team that went 2-15 last year in the Carolina Panthers in our little contest.
I'm shocked. I mean, the fact that he leaded with, I might take the Giants, I was shocked. And then he went to the Panthers, which is even more ridiculous. I think the Panthers are going to be better. I agree with you, Dustin. I don't hate the over, the 5.5 win total. But man, like to think that this is a team that could win, let's say 7-8 games, that seems just absolutely wild to me. And the Canales move's interesting. He had success with Baker down in Tampa. He had success with Geno Smith up in Seattle. Like, so okay, maybe Young now gets better. But oh man, that caught me for a loop. I thought that there was no chance you were taking him. I thought slam dunk you were taking the Arizona Cardinals. I thought I was being a good friend, leaving you the Arizona Cardinals because it was the only other logical decision to make.
Hate the schedule for the Cardinals. They're going to start 1-5 at best. Then they have games with Miami and the Bears and the Jets. They're at Seattle right after their bye. At Minnesota. Like, dude, this team is not going to win a lot of football games. They're going to be just like last year. A lot of close calls late. They're going to cover. They're not finishing the job.
Well, look. Now I'm literally approaching the I feel bad for coming up with a contest territory because I do care for you, big guy. I care about your finances, and I feel like you just made a donation to me and Samich for $1,000.
The Carolina Panthers are going to be better than the Raiders. That's a lock. Like, that's a guarantee. I'll put my money on that one. But this schedule affords itself opportunities. And by the way, Carolina is at Las Vegas week 3. Don't think that didn't play a role. That was a win when I went through the schedule to figure out who I'd be choosing. They're going to open with a win at New Orleans. They're going to week 2, they're going to host the Chargers and win. They're going to win at the Raiders in week 3, and I'm going to be sitting in a great spot.
Should we get tickets to that game? To me and you go to that Raiders game, we could do some live updates on the VSiN YouTube channel.
That's a great idea. That's a tremendous idea. Wow. Well, I'm thrown for a loop. Now here's what it comes down to. Because I kind of put you two in a tough spot.
You did.
But I'll ask you anyway. Would either of you, given the parameters of the contest, selected the Commanders if I hadn't selected them first?
Hard no.
Them's fighting words. Big guy?
Bryce Young went number 1 overall. Jaden Daniels went 2 overall. I'll stick with my number 1 pick quarterback.
Right. No, he flashed last year too, so I get it. Okay.
Flash would be the word. There might have been a moment.
I think, give me the other teams. I think I would have been a little nervous.
Patriots?
No, Patriots, no.
Broncos?
I would have been more nervous about the Broncos.
I liked Bo Nix yesterday, but again, it was like the second, third team in a preseason game. Cardinals?
Your boy dropped the Bo Nix 22-1 Rookie of the Year ticket yesterday.
It's 18-1. I do want to talk about it. I think that might be worth it at that number. They're going to be losing.
Cardinals would have been up there for me. Who else?
Vikings, but the schedule is bad for the Vikings.
Brutal schedule.
The Titans, who I think are going to be a punchy team, but wins a lot of tough teams in that division alone. And then the Giants and your Commanders.
Okay. I may have taken every other team besides the two that you picked. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm in a good spot.
You know what?
Well, Samich,
I'm going to create good vibes. I'm going to do what Dave Canales did and quit one of my addictions. So one vice out the window in honor of Dave Canales, who also quit the same vice.
Samich, you got off the plane and came straight to us and not your family. So I appreciate you. Now go spend some time with your family and go Raiders.
Hey, happy to put in 30 minutes of work for a free $1,000 from Dustin.
There he goes, Mike Samich. Of course, the Handle host, our partner here on Sharp Money. Jim Sands is going to join us next. FanDuel Research Managing Editor of Digital Media. And he's got a ton of baseball plays coming up tonight. We continue. Sharp Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.